All right, so good evening, everybody. I'm David Lubick from Rutgers University, and I worked under Dr. Tom Molnar on the hazelnut breeding program at Rutgers. And so one of our big goals at the program is to release some new cultivars to use in New Jersey as a sustainable crop. Right now there's no commercial production in the Northeast, but we're looking to change that. And one of my goals is to select some pollinizers to use for these new varieties. So one issue that we faced is eastern filbert blight, and most of our breeding selections have largely overcome that. The second problem that we face is lack of cold hardiness in the male flowers, or the catkins, or up in the upper left there. And this is because the variety that we're trying to grow, Corylus avellana, is adapted to more Mediterranean climates like Europe. So it does very well out in Oregon, over in Italy, Turkey. Those are the main centers of production right now. But in a lot of cold years, we see problems with frost damage on the catkins, unfortunately. Whereas the rest of the plant is relatively cold hardy and does very well in New Jersey. So what I'm looking to do is integrate some germplasm from the American hazelnuts, which are native to much of the eastern U.S. and as far north as Minnesota, North Dakota, which, as you know, are some very cold areas. So we do have a lot of potential for cold tolerance in those populations. Unfortunately, the American hazelnuts are not as well adapted for commercial production. They're more of a short, shrubby plant rather than being a nice orchard tree. And the nuts are also not as good quality, and the yield is not as predictable as the European ones. So what I'm trying to do is use interspecific hybrids of these two as pollinizers. And we've actually seen some really good results out of the field. I started out with a population of about 2,300 trees, evaluated them for disease resistance, as well as some agronomic traits. And our top 60 selections I looked at this year for phenology. And as you can see in this diagram, the purple represents the female flowers. So that shows a progression throughout the year from January through March. And the yellow is the male flowers. And what we've seen here, and which is really promising for results, is that many of these overlap the timing for our three standards at the bottom, which are European varieties. And it offers a lot of hope because we can use some of these hybrids that have cold tolerance as pollinizers. So now that we have the data for this, we're going to look at this over several years and pick the best ones. And as you can see, they offer quite a large range, which is what we want to see because we want to select some early, mid, and late pollinizers in the population, and that will give us really good pollen coverage throughout the year. Thank you.